Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live. Tee to Green, our opening show of the season. We're happy to be back with you here. And a snowy start to March, but what we hope are, over the next 28 weeks, a great start to your Saturday morning with Golf Talk here. Locally across Western New York, and we're excited that our team is back. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, our contributor Jeff Blank, and we are here on site at our first show at Golf Dojo at 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. Kevin, welcome back for another year.
Brian, you know, it's great to be back in here with you guys and WGR, and great to be here at Golf Dojo, which, you know, I know we all came out to our cars this morning snowing.
Yeah.
But I think our guests are like, snowing, yes. but in all reality, it's great that we have facilities, because there are multiple with Golf Dojo, so you can play golf on a Saturday morning here in Western New York.
I agree.
We all want to play golf outside, yes, but this is the next best thing, and it is good to be back. We've been doing this a long time, fellas.
Yes.
This is a number of years we've been doing this. And
Many to count.
We lost
track. I know Tee to Green TV's 20 years,
is it?
And we've been doing golf radio prior to that.
So over 20.
Over 20 years.
Yeah.
Wow, you know, that's just, we're getting old. It's been named Tee to Green for maybe 15, but we've been doing golf on the radio.
So I started in high school. Oh, good.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, yeah, great.
Junior high,
actually. Yeah.
Yes.
Jeff, you're wise beyond your age.
Yes, definitely. Yes. It's just the hair that makes me look older.
Yeah, we're really excited to be back on the air. And as Kevin said, partners with WGR again, and our friends there, Alan Davis, and our group there at Odyssey. Thanks for continuing the partnership. We're going here. We want to, before we get started here and bring in our guests, thank our presenting sponsors for, again, a big reason why we're on the air. The West New York PGA, Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Dome, Mick Ultra, Custom Turf, Golf Dojo, where we are at here. We always start the season in here, which we're excited to be at, and our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club, Lancaster Country Club. So thanks to all of our partners and our presenting sponsors here as we get going on another season here. And before we bring in Tom and Max from Golf Dojo, Kevin, you know, obviously the golf season professionally is something that we are passionate about. We talk about quite a bit. You've been working quite a bit for PGA Tour Live and PGA Tour Radio. So what's been like your feeling here over the first, two months, I guess, since the 2025 portion of the PGA Tour has been going?
Well, it's this is my first week off.
From doing one of the other?
I did six in a row, which I'm not complaining about. But so glad to be – I scheduled it to be here for the opener.
Yes.
Here's my thoughts initially from the start of the PGA Tour season. Captain Keegan Bradley might be in trouble. The international flavor of winning on the PGA Tour has been incredible so far this year. So I think USA better get their butt in gear. That's what I think.
Yeah, they've definitely performed quite well, and maybe – Europe's best player, Rory McIlroy, seems to be looking good early here.
Yes. I think you've got a motivated McIlroy this year. Oddly enough, though, the AT&T, the two players who had hole-in-ones that week were 1 and 2 in the field. It's amazing what an ace will do for you in your rounds. And I'm not trying to take away from Rory's performance at Pebble. But
Rory's changed his swing. And I think he's made it better.
He's changed some equipment, too.
Has he? I know he was crossing the line a little, and he was setting up for a drive. Now he's trying. He's got a little bit better. I like the position.
He's trying to flight the ball a tad lower, a little more control for him.
Yeah, what's working so far for him. We'll get to see Rory and Scotty Scheffler and all the big names over the next 2 weeks.
Well, and you think
Arnold
about
Palmer and then the Players' Championship coming up.
The Americans, Scheffler had the mishap. Schauffele returns next week from the rib injury, so the top two U.S. players have been hurt.
Yeah, Schauffele hasn't played since the opening tournament at the Century.
If anybody out there has had any issue with their ribs, you understand why Schauffele hasn't played. Yes. Excruciating.
Broken ribs are the worst.
Yeah. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week from Jeff coming up a little bit later on in the show, and we'll do our normal check of the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour, the LPGA Tour. That's all coming up. Also, if you don't know, there's a Golf Buffalo Expo coming up in a few weeks. We'll get you some information on that. And also, Jeff Blank's going to come in a little bit later on in the show and let you know what he's doing each week on our social media accounts to give you information about the tours, about the tour and the tournaments, and if you want to put some wagers on it. So Jeff will be coming in with that here shortly. But let's bring in, from Golf Dojo, Max Grundy and Tom Coppola. Gentlemen, Tom, we'll start with you. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for having us here. Thanks again for our partnership for 2025 and everything that you guys do for golf in Western New York.
Absolutely. You know what's neat is that I always think about the golf season kicking off with a couple of kind of moments every year. I think that Phoenix is one of those moments when you're watching Phoenix and you know you're about to watch the Super Bowl that week, that you're like, okay, here comes golf season. I think Riviera, you can do that, and the Players, and of course on the Masters is when it's just like, here we go. But I also think now we've built this great tradition that the golf season kicks off here at Golf Dojo with Tee to Green here. So thanks so much for being here again, and we're excited for another year of partnership.
Yeah, I agree. Max, let's bring in you here to say hello. Max, also a part of the tag team effort here at Golf Dojo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having us.
You probably had some rib injuries. You're a rugby player, right?
I have, but I've been focusing more on my golf swing right now.
Very good.
So my ribs have been feeling okay, thank you.
Has your golf game improved over the winter months here?
I can't even begin to tell you, working with Jeff here, I went out to Phoenix and I played Camelback 4 times in a row last week.
Nice.
And I have to tell you that I was able to play with all the guys out there. They're playing all year round because I felt comfortable in my swing. Big thanks to Jeff. Make sure you get a lesson from him.
Yeah, well, you're a good athlete, Max.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I tell you that. Very nice.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I think working with Jeff is obviously something we've promoted quite a bit. And Kevin, I guess, for those that a lot of us haven't played a lot over the winter here, like you can maybe some of those things that you thought like you had fine tuned to end the season, it can get back to being a bad habit quickly. So good to have somebody like Jeff take a look at it.
Well, it is
sure, right?
Because you want to make sure your fundamentals are there. And every time I have Jeff look at my swing, he's like, dude, your grip got weak again. Like, it's always the one, not that I do everything perfect, but it's, Jeff has this ability to look at you once and be like, all right, I already know what you're doing. And that's from seeing a gazillion swings and doing 10,000 plus lessons over your career. And it's better to have the expert look at you than your buddy.
Keep your head down.
Right, yeah. Or send it into Max Homa on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's still doing that.
You said the key word fundamentals, right? All sports are based on fundamentals, and then you do some drills, and you get better. Yeah.
Well, you look at the best players, they're fundamentally sound.
Right. What are they working on the range, Kev? Fundamentals. They're not doing some crazy moves. They're just working on their fundamentals.
And once you get those fundamentals and you understand what you need to do, now you also have a place to practice that here at Golf Dojo before you get back out onto the, you know, the outdoor courses. And there's no, you know, no longer should there be that, you know, huge and sharp, you know, learning curve once again, you know, as you head outside.
First couple weeks.
Right, yeah. Exactly. You can hit the ground running with the practice here. So.
Well, the other thing about practicing here is the conditions are perfect.
Right? Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about, oh, the wind affect that shot. Did I not have it? Did I have it on uneven lie? You know, if I'm hitting off of turf. So you've got all that, which is perfect here. And then you got the numbers to give you the feedback.
Yeah, the data is important.
I have a question for Tom. Have you found, you know, with TGL that's come on board, have you found an increase in bookings and interest in becoming a member here for folks watching the indoor golf league on TGL?
We are fortunate that in kind of the peak times of the winter, we really are full, and that's been the case for the three winters that we have been open, which is terrific. But I do think there's just more talk about golf happening indoors, and when Tiger makes the quote, it's not like golf, it is golf. That was, I thought, kind of a big moment for indoor golf. I think it's great for us. I think it's great for the game. I definitely think that people go, oh, wait, I can do that. Now, they built a pretty cool stadium with some pretty cool tricks that are only going to be found down there in Florida. But I do think that you watch them and you go, man, I want to do something like that. And we're the closest thing to that.
And I bet the players wish they had TrackMan instead, by the way, but I digress.
Yeah, yes. There's been, there has been, you've seen it in earlier, like, what? What do you mean it only went that way? Like,
How did a wedge that I hit 88 go 114 or something?
They don't have TrackMan.
No.
Kevin, one of the things that I think fans are excited about that they find intriguing about TGL is the shot clock aspect of it.
Yes.
And that's one thing I know we have been talking about quite a bit over the last few years. I know, Tom, when you joined us on our podcast a few weeks ago, we talked quite a bit about what are things that the tour can do to improve slow play. Jeff, you said, what can we do here in Western New York for golf courses to run smoothly and for all of us, whether we're at our private facility or at a public facility, to play better? What's been the PGA Tour? I know the talk amongst the media about, is there a shot clock thought? Or, well, like, just in general, we know it's tougher to police when you've got hundreds of golfers all over the course. But what has been kind of the scuttlebutt about it?
Well, I'll give you the response that the players I've worked with on live, we've talked about it, like, in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Right? And I won't mention any of their names. You can't do a shot clock, right? You can say the technology's there, but you just can't. You can't do it because of conditions, wind gusts, those sort of things. Like, there are things you can't just have it every single time.
I think you're right in terms of the technology. So, you could have, there's a person that walks with a scoreboard with every unit. There's no reason why you couldn't have a digital timer sitting there if you wanted to. So I don't think that is an argument.
That is one thing they could eliminate. All right. So we can eliminate a bunch of things that could save about 15 to 20 minutes on the round. We're not going to save an hour. You're not going to go from 5.5 at Torrey Pines to 4 hours. It's just not going to happen. The golf course conditions, it just doesn't work that way. You might get it from 5.5 to 5, maybe. Mm. Players, and Patrick Cantlay's done this. Tom Kim's starting to do this. But Patrick Cantlay, a couple years ago, he started his process as soon as he got to his ball. See, too many guys, like, they'll, all right, so if Tom, Max, and I are out there golfing and Max is away – actually, no, we'd be away. You'd hit further than us, Max. Mm. Anyways, let's say Tom's away, all right? And so Max and I just sit there and watch Tom hit his shot because we want to see what the wind affects it, right? Part of this, though, is like, all right, Max is like, all right, I know I'm
especially on par threes.
Yeah, but right, Max knows, all right, I'm 185 yards away. I know what club this is. Like, have the club ready to go. But too many players don't do that.
What about aim point?
Well, this is the other one. Like, on the greens, the aim point, right? I mean, you saw it on the LPGA Tour.
A two-footer,
right? I think, you know, you talk about this, I brought this up even on the air on PGA Tour Live. I said, you know, why don't we just have the circle of friendship here? And if you're inside a two-foot, it's automatically good. Pick it up, let's go. And pros were aghast at that. I'm like, well, hey, listen, we got to do some things here to move it along. Like, if we know 99.9% of the time you're making that one-footer, like, all right, just pick it up. It's good. Let's move on. So we don't have to go through all this. Oh, I got a mark. Some guys don't like – Aaron Rye does not like to finish no matter what. Usually he likes to mark – Jeff Blank's over there nodding his head, right? Marks the ball. Oh, can you move the mark? I mean, stuff like that. Little things that pick up a little bit of time. A lot of these standard bearers, it's great. They get kids out there doing it, but, you know, they're often waiting for them.
It's pretty difficult, I think, to manage the green. That's just my take watching it, right? Because so much is on the line in those moments. But I do wonder, you listen to, I mean, it's like 85% of players on tour now are going for par fives in two.
Two, yes.
All of a sudden, four holes around, that's changing all of it. So I don't know how you change setups to maybe make that different. I'm definitely not talking about equipment rollback or ball rollback or anything like that. But really, it's difficult. I think they've made the broadcasts much more compelling in round. Yeah. You have so much more access when they're talking to players. Yeah. And so I always think about it, okay, you have a 5.5 hour round or 6 hours that you're going to watch on Sunday at this time of year. Is that different than watching football in the fall?
And no, it's kind of not. It's just multiple games instead of
right.
Right. But you're watching multiple players, multiple groups, so it's
the entire tournament.
You're watching the entire tournament, right? Yep. So I guess if you're willing to lock in for multiple NFL games, it's kind of the same way. I agree, because if you're tuning in, most people are not tuning in just to watch one player.
I always think about the Masters too, the great access that they have. Right, and you can watch it mobile. You can watch it really wherever you are, whatever you're doing. You have access to it, so it's always on, and it's just kind of in the background of your life. Now, I say that knowing that the Masters has such a small field, which is another thing that Rory said. If you want to speed up play, have smaller fields.
Well, they're having that next year, right? It's 100 players. Like, they're not going to have 156. Where they got to go off of two tees,
reverse
and
loops, and all that stuff.
Right. But that, I think that takes away something from the game, because then you know Brian Campbell winning last week, which is a great story.
That's right,
true. And did he get lucky? Holy kielbasa!
Yes, the ultimate members bounce.
Paid his dues.
The portion of that made that so great was the shot tracker, because you saw it right away. It had what we've all hit is a slice. It was a slice.
Yes.
That's going left to right. Banana ball. That was not a slice.
It had no height to it at all. It was right into the trees, and you're like, the tournament is over.
One of the other.
And it hits that, and then it hits the cart path. There was actually a cart right there, too, that it came within feet of hitting. Who knows if that hits the cart? Maybe it goes back in. Like, it all lined up for him there, and obviously he. You got to give him credit. At least he stuffed the third shot.
That true. I want to add one more thing to. And this also is a compelling part, too, for the audience, like Tom brought up, you know, rulings, okay? And players now, most of them know the rules, but often they don't. But now we have rules analysts in studio, like at PGA Tour Live. We have a studio just for rules officials. There'll be one in there, and we could bring him on the air. And we did this actually at the American Express, and explaining all the options for players. And it's amazing how you think you know the rules, and you don't. Like, there was a ruling that JT Poston had, and I just for clarifying, he could have done this or that. He goes, yes. And so oftentimes, the players don't know all their options on what they can do. Plus, because of what Tom mentioned, we have all this access. And every single spectator's got one of these in their hand, videoing JT Poston over there. Like, did he take a proper drop or not?
Did that ball move?
Did the ball move? So players want to make sure that they are getting adjudicated correctly by somebody. Not all of them, but most will bring somebody over, and that takes time. And you can't just – it's too costly to have – a person in every group that, go ahead and drop here.
So maybe that 100 players, that'll make pace of play faster then.
But I will say,
in concept,
the DP World Tour that adjudicates, I don't know, that's a proper term, it just sounds smart.
Yeah.
the Scottish Open, the Genesis Scottish Open, which is a PGA Tour event, DP World Tour event, on the par 3, sixth hole, I believe it is, like, if the ball didn't hit the green, it would roll against the grandstand. They had drop zones. So if your ball's against the grandstand, you just automatically put it in the drop zone, and you're ready to go. You didn't have to have anybody over there. Players, they got a sheet, said, this happens, this is what you do, and it just sped everything up. It was amazing.
Yeah, something simple like that.
So they can do more of those things.
True.
I think.
It does show, though, that, I mean, we see it on TGL, that when a player gets ready to address the ball, though, they can do it quicker if they want to.
Well, but again, there's no conditions.
Correct.
That's true.
But you can read conditions as you're walking.
But they're also not looking at a yardage book. Somebody's wondering about range finders, right? And I think that will not speed up things because players are still going to look at their book. They don't necessarily want to know what the flag is. They want to know what the cover number to cover the bunker, what they got to the back of the green. So they want to know what their margin for error is.
Plus, they're creatures of habit, and they use their routine, and their routine is something that's really important to them. And that's why you see them going through the whole process on a two-footer and a one-footer, because they don't want to break their routine and make a simple mistake.
And this isn't live. This is not guaranteed money out there.
Yeah.
Like, for a guy like Brian Campbell, you know,
it's life-changing what happened.
All due respect, Brian Campbell, he doesn't win last week. I don't think he wins ever.
And from 30,000 feet, has it ever been more popular? Have there ever been more eyeballs on it? I don't know that you change anything if it's working.
Don't fix what's not broke, right?
Oh,
and it's still a great conversation for the radio to talk about slow play, because it's important on Saturday at your club or in your own personal round, no doubt.
Well, this is a great place you could practice, Max, fast play, right?
Oh, Max and I played some fast rounds in here, yes. Yeah, we get 18 in real fast, yeah.
I've been able to come in and play 18 holes in an hour.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Which is
nice.
Which is great.
Yeah.
But you're also not walking between it. And the other thing is, I don't have to look for my ball, which is real nice, too. Yeah.
That's
so there's no Easter egg hunt.
Yes.
Right.
Max or Tom, just for those that maybe are just tuning in for the first time here for our show, it's our season debut. Just what is the Golf Dojo setup? We know there's simulator places all across Western New York, but what makes Dojo maybe a little bit different from the rest?
Yeah, I think fundamentally we have 10 bays. Here at Niagara Falls Boulevard, that we have five, and on Transit, at Main and Transit, we have five at our original location. One membership, so $20 a month. You have 24/7 access to both facilities, and so you really always have an opportunity to play here. We have other membership levels if for the guys who want to be here multiple times a week. I really think that we make it the most affordable to do this as a habit, which was important to us. And while lots of other places are great, what we love about this is that I think we get as close to outdoor golf as you can. It really is your time and your space. How you want to use it is for you and your buddies to decide. And of course, we have, I think, the best pro in Western New York, giving lessons all the time. Look for Get Golf Ready clinics here at the end of March, early April. So if you have your clubs in your basement or your garage and you're ready to dust them off, maybe getting with Jeff for a lesson or joining one of our clinics, I think will be most important for your tune-up as you get ready for going outside.
And I also think having TrackMan makes a difference versus some of the other simulators. It definitely makes a difference. There's a reason it costs what it costs, and the accuracy and the data are super important.
I think the privacy is important here. And Max, I want to ask you about that real quick. You know, you had the original location and Transit Road, and this location, and it's, I don't want to say identical, but it's close to identical. It means you guys got it right the first time. Or were there any things that you thought you needed to change when you worked on this location?
Yeah, it's a great question. So really, from the outset of this endeavor that Tom and I took, we really wanted to establish what our core, principles were going to be in terms of the space we created for people to use these bays. And ultimately, we knew that we wanted, based on our own experiences and feedback we received from everybody, that number one, we wanted to have some closed spaces so that when you go in and you close the door, no one's watching you. No one's hurrying you. You're able to play the game that you'd like to play. The other thing that we thought was really important is that, these bays are really, really large, right? Oftentimes when you're in different simulator spaces, you feel cramped. You feel like you're going to hit your buddy or the ceiling or a wall with the club, and there's not a chance that that's going to happen in these bays. So really making sure that we made each one of these bays, both at Transit and here at Niagara Falls Boulevard, a space that you felt comfortable playing.
And I'll add to that, when you come with a couple of buddies, the fact that you can still all be in that enclosed space and still have that comfort and that feel, I think, is...
Yeah, we had eight people in a bay the other day, and it's still fine because there's plenty of room and they can hit shots. And one guy was 6'7", and yeah, that worked out great for him.
Yeah, let's talk about now your hitting, and we have the TrackMan numbers, Jeff. Let's get to our Western New York PGA tip of the week here. What should people, when they come in here, let's maybe say they're coming tomorrow here to hit... What should they be looking at with the numbers to help them get golf ready?
Well, there's so many numbers that you can kind of go down a rabbit hole. So you want to find the things that are important to your game. Like, what is your goal when you step through the door today? If you're going to be working on the range, there's something called the range, and then there's something called shot analysis on TrackMan. I always prefer shot analysis because it gives you a lot more data. Most people, if you're here, you're going to want to look at your carry number. So everybody's going to look at their, how far do they hit it? Well, look at that carry number. And if you're working, like if you take your driver out, it's a really great tool for working with your driver, because you can check your spin rate, your launch, your carry. You can check your downrange. You can check 8 million things. It all depends on the person that's walking through the door. What are they working on? I get students, and hey, we're going to look at your low point distance. You've been hitting behind the ball, and I use that one quite a bit. So if my low point distance is in front of the ball, for the most part, it means I'm hitting the ball, then the turf. If my low point distance is behind the ball, that means I'm hitting the ground, than the ball. So how do we affect that? So what's Kevin laughs at me? It's accurate, reliable feedback.
Yes, ARF. Yes.
So
I have the trademark already.
Good. But what's great about it is, like, there's no sugar. It is what it is. The numbers are the numbers, and that's what's great about it. So I know I'm working on this today. I know what I want it to be. I know how to get there. Also, this is a great time to work on speed. You know, everybody wants to hit it further. What's your speed? You know, you can look at your ball speed. That's the result of everything you've done. But you can also, like, just try to swing as hard as you can and see how fast you can swing the club. Or
I'll just interrupt you quick. I think that's really, really helped me, because you have, when I've been here with you, you tell me swing faster, so work on it in here. He's like, it's essentially the nothing to lose. Like, okay, if I don't hit it well in here, like, nothing happens. But I'll just make this easy just for the numbers. Let's say in here I'm swinging 10 out of 10. Well, even if I go to the course where I used to maybe be at 6 out of 10, my brain and my body and everything that I've been used to, because I've been hitting it here at 10 out of 10, at least now maybe I'm at 8 on the course, and I feel like I know this, that I've been getting better results because of it.
Yeah, you want to exaggerate that. Yeah.
Yeah, and right in the TrackMan, they even have a speed trainer, right?
Yep.
And so the whole idea, they have a whole module that you can go through and do exactly what you're saying, Kevin, is swing as fast as you can.
Yeah.
See where you can get your club head speed to, and, you know, Jeff has advised me, swing as hard as you can, and then we'll work out making sure the mechanics work through as much power as you have.
And the TrackMan Combine, if you really want to get better, and TrackMan Combine. It's wedges. You go through all the clubs. You start and you work your way through the clubs and back down through the clubs, and then it rates you against other golfers, not by height, Kevin.
So, okay. I was going to say 40 times is definitely golfers. There's not a 4 there, not even a 5.
But I mean, there's a million jillion things, and I'm adamant about. If you're going to be here, and if you're playing, that's one thing, and you're having a beer with your buddies and watching the golf on TV. But if you're here to, like, we got guys that come in almost every day for an hour and hit a lot of balls. Make that time valuable. Make it productive. Don't just hit. Find something you're going to work on. Have a drill for that day. Use the numbers to your advantage. Use the accurate feedback that you're getting to make yourself a better player. Because, yeah, don't waste your time just swatting balls into the back of the dome.
Jeff's tip of the week, again, brought to you by the Western York PGA. The Western York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Juniors that are listening right here, or parents, if you have a son or a daughter that's into golf, you can sign up now for PGA Junior League. You can sign up now for the Western York PGA Junior Tour at WNYPGA.com, as registration is open for that for 2025.
Yeah, and we just wrapped up a junior program here we had for 10 weeks, which was great.
Yeah, I know some of my high school players were involved, and you had high school players across Western New York, glad that went well again.
Yeah, it was great. You know, for me, that's fun, because you got kids who are into the game. They love golf, and so you give them just a little tip or something, and bang, you see the results right away, and it makes the game more fun for everybody.
Yep. Tom, how can people become a member here? What's the easiest process?
Go to mygolfdojo.com. You can jump onto our website and sign up for a membership today. They're month to month. You can do it for as long as you'd like. As you guys know, when you got here at 6 in the morning, there was a member who was already in the members bay. There's members who are here already this morning, enjoying probably a round with their buds. And so it really does give you the best access to indoor golf in Western New York.
mygolfdojo.com. Max and Tom, thank you for everything that you do for golf in Western New York and for, again, a great partnership here with us at TD Green.
If I could jump in, they do a lot, and they allow us to do stuff. You know, we run a hope program. We run a junior program. We got first tee programs. We've got all kinds of programs trying to promote and stimulate golf, and I'm proud to be part of that instead of just, you know, just doing stuff. We're doing stuff for as many different demographics in the golf industry as we can.
Well said. All right, when we come back, we'll take a timeout here from Golf Dojo. We're at the 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard location. We'll come back. There's a Golf Buffalo Expo upcoming next, 2 weeks from now?
2 weeks from now, yes.
2 weeks
second
from now.
Annual.
Yeah, we'll get some info on that coming up. Jeff Blank from our team going to join us later on as we whip around the PGA Tour, Champions Tour, and LPGA Tour as well. And what a start to a round for a gentleman by the name of Dale Whitnell. We'll tell you how good of a start it was in the
Kevin Rice-like
in the South African Open Championship when we return from Golf Dojo here on Tee to Green on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We have created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, discounted bay hours, and two locations with one membership. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, and your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo.
designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
For 100 years, Lancaster Country Club has been about great golf, good times, and a welcoming community. Our championship course is among the best in Western New York, meticulously maintained, challenging for all skill levels, and ready for your next round. But golf is just the beginning. Whether it's a wedding, anniversary, or corporate event, our newly renovated clubhouse and banquet spaces set the stage for unforgettable moments. Membership opportunities are available. Be part of history at Lancaster Country Club. Visit lccny.com to learn more and schedule a tour today.
Hey, young golfers and parents in Western New York, are you ready to compete, improve your game, and have a blast on the course? The Western New York PGA Junior Tour is your gateway to elite junior golf in the region. Why join the Western New York PGA Junior Tour? Compete in professionally run tournaments at top courses, improve your skills with PGA professional guidance, connect with other junior golfers in a fun, competitive environment, develop values like integrity, perseverance, and sportsmanship. Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your game to the next level, our tour offers divisions for all skill levels and ages. This is your chance to shine. Spots are filling fast. Don't miss out. Register today at WNYPGA.com and get ready to tee it up with the best juniors in Western New York. The road to greatness starts here. Sign up now.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
.732 is the time. We welcome you back here to Golf Dojo Live, our opening show of 2025 on WGR. Thanks for being with us, Brian Colziel. Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Midas, our Jeff Blank will join us in our third segment to talk a little bit about this week's PGA Tour event. Evan DePasquale producing back in our Amherst studios. We're happy to have Evan back for another year as well as our lead producer. Thank you, Evan. And Evan,
hopefully Evan's happy about being back.
Yes.
That was in the other day. We took a look at his swing. He's got a nice golf swing.
Very nice.
Excellent.
Yes. Evan, just like me, double duty tonight. We have Sabres Canadians.
How's he hitting that new driver?
Evan?
Evan. Then we hooked him up with some stuff last year, right?
Yeah, he had a problem with his car. His car steering on him, yes.
Right. Everything has been going well. I mean, my girlfriend, thank you. She bought me a new set of clubs for my birthday back in November. So first time I get to use that.
All yes. right. Yeah. Understood.
Excellent. Yes. Good job. All right. Let's move on to our next guest here as we bring in Seth Piccarello. He's going to be leading up the charge for the Golf Buffalo Expo on March 15th at Buffalo Riverworks. Seth, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. So you in here. Is it today's the first day of March? 14 days away, 2 weeks away from this Golf Buffalo Expo at Buffalo Riverworks. Tell us a little bit about it.
So we're really excited to bring this back in our second year. You know, it's a way to celebrate a bunch of different really good local golf brands. Also enjoy moving day for the Players Championship on a very big screen at Riverworks. And also have our guests sample a really good selection of regional craft breweries, spirits brands. So a nice day kind of as winter's starting to break, watch some really great golf, enjoy some brands, and have a couple really good drinks.
Seth, last year, in the first year, it was at a different venue, and it was a smaller venue. Guys weren't sure what the response was going to be, and it was an overwhelming response. Did that precipitate the move here to Riverworks?
Yeah, so last year was a great time, and like you said, Kevin, we were really excited about the response, and people had a good day, and they're like, we got to do this bigger next year. So, you know, working at Golf Buffalo and with Brian, we said, hey, let's bring it to a place where we can grow and make this an annual tradition. Riverworks is the perfect venue for it. It's right downtown, plenty of space, always something going on. And they're actually, they just told us a couple days ago, they're going to have a a miniature golf set up in there on the footprint. So just really a great place for us to grow this into a Buffalo tradition.
Seth, how did you come up with the idea? Obviously, you know, last year was your first year. Why did you think this might work, or that, you know, Buffalo needed this?
So that credit goes to Golf Buffalo, you know, a brand that celebrates golfing local, and Brian Smith and Kevin obviously is involved with that. So we were just happy to, as Tap and Craft, to be a part of that, to have it be an opportunity for people to come together. So this is really a celebration of what Golf Buffalo does, and getting people ready for the golf season, you know, which hopefully the weather starts to break, and that happens soon.
Yeah, and kind of get the vibe from it. I was not there last year. Was working. I will be working again this year for the players. But my wife went with a friend, and she's like, it was really a cool vibe. Like, you just kind of, yeah, you walked around. You know, they had different, Seth mentioned vendors, golf brands in Buffalo, and other golf-related businesses that were there while you're sampling. And actually, the golf was compelling. Like we were talking last segment, so on the big screen, like, a lot of people gathered to hang out and watch the golf, and it was really, really a good time. Is that similar to the feedback that you got, Seth?
Yeah, absolutely. We're hoping for some really good golf again this year, but it's really, the vibe is a perfect way to put it. It's an opportunity to pair things like Encore, T-Squared, Lady Lynx, Buffalo with Aurora Brewing, Mortalis, Other Half. It's a really cool combination that maybe doesn't exist somewhere else. So we're hoping that's a little bit of something for everybody right in the middle of the city. And hey, if there's really good golf that day, I think last year too, people were staying late because, you know, it was a really good watch. So we're hoping that happens again this year.
Seth, the event is Saturday on the 15th of March at Buffalo River Works from 3 to 6. How can people get tickets for this?
So they'll go to golf-buffalo.com, and there's an Eventbrite ticket right there. They can click on there. It's $35 for the full ticket. Also, if you don't want to do the tasting and you just want to check out the brand and watch the golf, there's a designated driver ticket for $10. We will also hopefully have some tickets at the door, but we will say honestly that we expect that we're going to get to capacity. So our suggestion is get your tickets now, get ready for the day, and then you know, because we like to celebrate everything local, check out Riverworks, check out the golf, and stay in Buffalo for the evening. We like to end our events kind of early so people can make an evening of it.
Very cool. Again, it's Saturday, March 15th at Riverworks from 3 to 6. Seth Piccarello, part of the team at Golf Buffalo, and with Golf Buffalo doing the second now annual Golf Buffalo Expo. Seth, thanks so much for coming on. We really wish you luck with the event. Sounds really, really cool.
Appreciate it, guys. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. All right. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a cool way to kind of kick off the golf season too. You know, get everybody kind of together, and you know, the folks who the vendors are going to be there. They had great success last year with people being interested in their products and services, so that's why most of them signed up again, and they had more interest from vendors. So that's also why they needed the bigger space at Riverworks this year.
Yeah,
which is a cool venue. Riverworks is great.
Yeah, I agree. Wanted to talk about Jake Knapp here and his 59 before we go to our next commercial break here on
Jake Knapp,
Tuesday. He ends up shooting a 59. Kevin, he had a putt for 58, actually, going to the last hole. So, I mean, that's really, really incredible that he was able to do that. That's the front nine, 30. He was 6 under. And then on the back nine, I'm sorry, 29 on the front nine, and then 30 on the back nine for 59. But he did have a putt on 18 for a 58, which we know is super rare. And it's a par 71. But what seemed to be the theme, Kevin, just from listening to pundits and former players, is that they would never envision it on this course, because this is known for being a very difficult, challenging course.
So a couple things. One, it wasn't very windy. Right. And when you get wind at PGA National, especially the bear trap, it's tough. The second thing was to make that pop for television, they went overseeded rye in the rough, which gives it that pop green, but it's not as it's not Bermuda rough. Bermuda rough, the ball sits down.
Bermuda rough
is absolutely brutal. You can go right underneath the golf ball. So there's more consistency, if you will. Like you know what the ball's going to do out of the overseeded rye as opposed to their Bermuda rough. So, and this also, they did this, I want to say last year might have been the first year, they made 10 a par 5. Used to be a par 4. It's a par 5 for the members. They lengthened the tee by like 30 yards and made it a par 5. So most players are getting there in two and putting. So that certainly, and all that said, you still got to shoot a number.
And people love watching birdies, you know?
Right.
And yeah. So,
yes.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. And you still got to play. I don't care how
it may
how it could be perfect conditions on the easiest course in the world. It's still, it's hard to do.
It may have the two most difficult par threes on an inward nine in all of golf. 14 and 17. They are so hard, those par threes. 14 in the bear trap, 17, it's that little strip of green that you got to hit all carry on water. It's tough.
I think holes like that, it reminds me in a shorter version of what number 12 is at Glen Oak, where the green is by the, but just in terms of how the green fades back as you get closer there,
sure,
and
sure.
The water, how 17 looks, how it kind of, but in the other direction, but just how, as you get closer to the green from one side of it, the water actually comes more into play. So you end up wanting to hit maybe
a little safer
to the shorter side, which may not be the side of the pin. So yeah, those holes are good.
Yeah. And that's why I like the tour, because how many people knew about this guy, right? I mean, unless you follow the tour closely,
right?
And then you go out and watch something like that, and that guy can flat out play and watch, and it's what makes golf fun. That's why, you know, you talk about the fields being reduced. Is he in the field if the field's reduced? I don't know.
He won last year in Mexico.
Okay. Right.
So he would have made it.
Yeah. He would have made it, yeah.
But, yeah, he's got all the qualities of being a star, and he loves hockey. Huge Ducks fan, and I was actually talking to him in Phoenix about Ryan Miller. We're having a conversation about it because Miller played for the Ducks, and he's like, no way, you know Millsy. Yes. So
star power in this event this week is probably Jordan Spieth near the top of the list. Had a great day one, Kevin. Fell back a little yesterday, but I know he's still battling wrist. Is that what's going on with him?
He jammed his wrist in at Pebble, his repaired wrist. So he jammed it there, and he has to go through a lot of things to get it warmed up.
Just to get his day going.
Just to get the day going. It's like there's therapy and stuff to get that wrist able to go.
Kind of like Tiger has to do a lot of things to get going for his day.
Yes. Yeah.
And me.
Which is why he put off the wrist surgery. Yeah. Didn't want to do it. You know, there's scar tissue in there and stuff, and then you jam it. Like, did he re-injure it? They have to go in there and clean it up? Maybe. I don't know. And he's expecting his third child, and he's got, you know, the two of them under three.
I'd be playing golf every day.
He's got a lot going on. Ricky Fowler's in contention, and he needs to win to make it next week in the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
Ooh. And you know he wants to be there.
Which seems weird that he's not there, did not get a sponsor's invitation. There was a lot. Sam Saunders, actually, Arnold Palmer's grandson, talked a lot about this. And, like, well, listen, they talk about Spieth and Ricky not getting those sponsor's exemptions.
And Ricky, by the way, also has sponsorship ties with some of Palmer's
and Puma
group.
Does
and Puma, right?
All the
Arnold Palmer
all
line
the Arnold Palmer stuff.
Yeah.
And Ricky not getting it. And one of the reasons they said was, well, listen, and Ricky's had a great relationship with my grandfather, Brent. We love Ricky. He's got two sponsors exemptions already to signature events. And we feel as stewards of the game, we need to diversify it a little bit and, you know, and the other reason, you know, they don't just give it to you. You have to apply for these. And I remember John Rollins telling me you have to write letters. And like Rafa Campos got an exemption into the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And Sam Saunders said it's the best letter that our committee has ever read. Like the appeal that he had to give him this opportunity, said it was an amazing letter that he wrote. And somebody won. He's 36 years old, probably never going to get another opportunity to be in the event, so they gave one to Rafa Campos.
Okay.
So,
well, good. We'll be watching that then next week.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So it's interesting. And I interesting take on how they're like, you know, how can we use these four sponsors exemptions into a signature event? Who should they go to? What responsibility do we have to give players opportunities in an event that's got magnified points, magnified purse, and competing against the best players.
Yeah, they're trying to get the best field, too. Yes.
Yes, but yeah. I think, you know, one of the things, opportunity, right? And you talk to players, there's going to be less opportunities to play next year on the PGA Tour because they're going from 156, whatever, to 100. So opportunity is going to be a thing you're going to hear a lot about for players. It's going to be hard to be a professional golfer.
It already is. Yeah, it's going to be harder. Yes. But
yes.
Which I don't know necessarily is good, but we'll leave it at that. We can do a whole other segment on
sure,
that.
Sure.
Whatever. We'll save that for another show.
I think you'll still see the majors have larger fields because the way that works, but yes.
All right, time out here from Golf Dojo. We're at 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard as we broadcast live our first show of the season. When we come back, we will whip around the professional tours. What more on the Cognizant Classic and the Palm Beaches PGA Tour, Champions Tour, LPGA Tour, and then our Jeff Blank is going to step in as well, give you some picks if you're going to get some wagers in this weekend on the event, what you can do there. As we roll on from Golf Dojo, our first show on WGR.
I got a question for Blank or two.
All right, we'll have that coming when we come back.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a unique spot for your next meal? The Pendleton Creek Pub in North Tonawanda is an inviting, relaxed bar and pub. It's the perfect spot for you, your friends, and your family. The Pendleton Creek Pub is open to the public. It has the best pub cuisine, plus weekly dinner specials, live music, and weekend breakfast that'll have you craving more. Have a celebration you're ready to plan? The Pendleton Creek Pub patio and cabin offer one-of-a-kind settings that make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. Don't wait, as they have just a few prime summer weeks left. Current golf membership is full for 2025, but if you're interested in joining them in the future, give them a call to be placed on their waiting list. Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Pub. Come in and check it out in person at 4385 Tonawanda Creek Road or visit them online at pendletoncreek.com.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lamp setter. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
The 66th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club, and it will once again be a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held on July 16th through the 19th. Spectators are welcome, and the event is free to attend. For more information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for more information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
Greetings, Western New York golfers, and welcome to another exciting new season just around the corner with our friends Brian, Kevin, and Jeff from Tee to Green. Our PGA professionals and great staff here at Glen Oak Golf Club are excited to help you achieve your latest goals, whether they are testing new club technology, tuning yourself up with expert coaching, or just having a memorable experience with your friends and family. Please come and enjoy our three Foresight GC Hawk simulators or our Robert Trent Jones Sr. signature design layout, Western New York's most played golf course. Go to glenoak.com to book now and let's make some birdies and memories together.
Looking for the perfect place to call your golf home this season? Tri-County Country Club is ready to become your golf home in 2025. Located just into Chautauqua County, Tri-County Country Club is just a 40-minute drive from Buffalo and has membership options and affordable rates that will fit your needs. No initiation, no wait list, pristine golf conditions on a course known for its rolling fairways, undulating greens, and beautiful natural scenery. Check out their membership information at tricountycountryclub.com. Also, there's more reason than ever to join today as a brand new clubhouse is almost complete and will be a great place for your post-round meal and fun. So head to TriCountyCountryClub.com or contact GM and PGA Pro Dan Redding and see why Tri-County Country Club is ready for you to be a new member today.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
Welcome back. Final segment of our season debut show here at Golf Dojo on Tee to Green at 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. It is time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, the longtime Honda Classic that has recently changed sponsorship names. We mentioned Jake Knapp last segment, opening round 59. He followed it up with a 70 yesterday. He has a one-shot lead over Matthew Pavon, who's at 12 under par. Knapp leads at 13 under par. A large group of four golfers at 11 under. That includes Daniel Berger, who's playing very well as of late. Zach Johnson, Ricky Fowler amongst the group at minus 10.
And the Champions Tour Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, your hometown premium golf apparel company. Find us in your local pro shop or online at donaldross.com. The latest event was the Chubb Classic at the Tiburon Golf Course, and Justin Leonard, there's a name from the past, won with a 15 underscore and beat Billy Andrade.
I saw that course. It's in Naples. A lot of water.
Yes. Yes. I've been to Tiburon, yes.
And we look at the LPGA Tour report brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes, which are always awesome. All right, HSBC Women's World Championship in Singapore right now, and it is star-studded leaderboard. Lydia Ko has a one-shot lead, 10 under par over Charlie Hull, who's at 9 under. Gino Tinakun, that's how it's pronounced now. The L is an N. We just learned that last week, by the way. She is 7 under par. Minji Lee is four back at six under par.
All right, there's your look around the professional tours. And with that, we bring in Jeff Blank, member of our TD Green team. Jeff, good morning.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
All right.
I don't like the snow, but yeah.
Yeah, thanks for coming here. I know it's your first visit to the Niagara Falls location.
Yeah, I've been to the Transit all the time.
Yeah.
Always seeing Jeff in there.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool setup in here, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, five big bays, including the membership, and a nice putting green out in here.
It's beautiful.
I have a question for Jeff.
All right.
All right. So, Jeff, for those who don't know, Jeff, he handles our social media, but he also puts out his Blank's Bets every week for those of you who are allowed to and inclined to bet on golf. Did you see any of the PGA Live betting stream?
No.
They tried it in Phoenix.
No,
I first time, and they're going to do it several other times. So it's like 2 hours a day of where, with Bet ESPN, they're going to do a couple hours of.
Live odds or something? Is that what they're doing?
They do live odds. Live odds when the player comes to the tee. That's the only time I guess you can, at least on their app. Can bet. I don't know that they're at the point where you can bet on putts.
Like within the hole itself.
Within the hole itself, right.
Yeah. So they're giving live odds. Is he going to hit the green or not?
Like live odds on score is going to be for the hole.
Oh, par,
birdie.
Bogey.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Oh,
boy.
Before you get
double.
To the tee there, yes.
We can get in trouble
all right,
with that.
So I just didn't I hadn't seen it. I didn't mean to spring it on you there.
I will look out for
you. You can go back and you can watch it all on demand. You can go back and look at it on demand.
Every time you're on, I'm always going back and trying to watch.
I appreciate that. It's kind of like the soundtrack of your life, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so Jeff will be posting our weekly features on our social media handles. You can follow us on X. You can follow us on Instagram. We're on Blue Sky as well at T2G Buffalo. Jeff, tell everybody what you do each week. It starts on Tuesdays, right, to kind of get you prepped for the PGA Tour events.
Yeah, Tuesdays I'm issuing a kind of a chart that compares the odds for that week to win the event versus a score that I'm developing based on different variables that I can kind of go through. I do want to stop and say thank you again to Batavia Downs this year for jumping in as our sponsor for the weekly PGA Tour picks. But yeah, Tuesday, the betting chart. And then Wednesday, I'm recording the video of picks. So there's usually five picks each week. So
Batavia Downs got on board again because former Mayor Byron Brown's a huge gambler on
there
golf.
You go. No, fantastic. Yeah. And each week, you know, for the.
I have no idea if he's.
I'm surprised to hear that, actually. Yes.
So in terms of developing the score, I'm trying to find the best fits between, you know, the player and the course. When focusing on the player, I'm looking at a subset of strokes gain data over about 6 to 12 month period while looking at recent trending as well. Players that might have won recently finished in the top five. From a course perspective, I'm looking at what stats are important for that particular event based on key course features and comparables against other courses on tour. So for PGA National this week is kind of an example. It has the eighth narrowest fairways and the first most water danger holes on tour when you compare against the rest of the tour courses. So I'm looking at players that historically perform well on difficult courses to gain strokes off the tee. And then also there's supposedly 34% less birdies or better on PGA National. But Kevin mentioned the course is set up a little bit different this year, so it's not playing as tough. So historically difficult around, you know, gaining strokes on approach or for setting up birding opportunities we're looking at. And just kind of a final one for this week, you know, Jake Knapp comes out of nowhere with a 59. It really is out of nowhere. In that first round, he was first in strokes gain off the tee and second in strokes gain approach in round one. But historically, in the last 12 months, he's been 133rd in strokes gain off the tee and 122nd in strokes gain approach. So he's outperformed his recent history. So if you're asking me to look forward into the weekend, I'm probably fading him. I'm thinking he's going to regress to the mean. You know, so if you're looking at picks this week, I'm actually looking at, you know, guys further down on the leaderboard. Doug Gim.
He's a Gim Reaper.
Gim is gaining more than four strokes approach versus the rest of the field. And then if you're looking for somebody that's putting really well, and actually a good story that Kevin might know more about, Taylor Montgomery, he's gaining 3.33 strokes gained putting, and he's also on a medical.
Yes.
He has to, I don't know what the actual, he has
There's
to
so
finish.
So many points you gotta gain by a certain point, number of tournaments.
So if you're looking for a good story, guy who's putting really well, he's minus 10 right now, he's three strokes off the lead, Taylor Montgomery.
So Taylor Montgomery won a putting championship to...
the Duster?
Which is coming back July
Third Friday in July.
I'll
get that date for you here.
It's coming back. I want to say 17, 18, somewhere in there.
July 18.
18.
Friday, July
18th. Mark your calendars now for the Duster Challenge. It wasn't the Duster because it paid out like $50,000 or $75,000 he won.
Oh, it's much less than we pay out.
Yeah, it's much. Listen, we give you the pacer putter. I mean, it's priceless.
It's right. About the trophy, not the cash gift.
The his dad is the general manager of Shadow Creek, Taylor Montgomery.
Okay.
Great putter, but man,
good
story ball
there.
Goes all over the yard. Is that what I mean? His stats will tell you.
Well, yeah.
Not the best ball striker.
He's minus one strokes gained off the tee, but he's actually doing okay.
Okay.
Strokes gained approach. Maybe this is his week.
All right.
Very cool. All right. Make sure you follow Jeff's weekly insight.
How'd you do last year?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
About even.
Yeah.
Even. About even.
Okay.
Yeah. Strong finish, actually.
Good. You did have a really strong finish.
Yep.
Yes.
And you can check it out on our social media handles at T2G Buffalo. Let's finish with more good numbers. Jeff, you actually passed this along. I appreciate that. Dale Whitnail, an English golfer.
Never heard of him.
Playing this week in the South African Open Championship. Here's how
Sponsored by Elon Musk.
Yes. So here's how he opened his round. He went birdie, hole-in-one, eagle. A 3-1-3.
So he went birdie, ace, ace. It was birdie, eagle, eagle.
Birdie, eagle, eagle. 3-1-3 start. He went on to shoot a 63. That's about as pretty good of a start of a round as you can get.
The Detroit area code.
You're burying the lead, though. He had two hole-in-ones that round.
That round.
Later he had a hole-in-one on number 13 or 12 as well.
That's right. It was, let's see.
Unbelievable.
You sent me the info on it. That was pretty amazing. Yes, he had a hole-in-one on the 12th as well.
Two hole-in-ones.
Went on to shoot 60.
He had to buy a lot of beers that day in that clubhouse, for sure.
A 3-1-3 to start and a 1 on hole 12. Amazing.
My favorite hole-in-one happened this year on the PGA Tour at the American Express on the final round. Chris Ventura on 13 was on the call. Ace Ventura. I was like,
look at that.
It was awesome.
That creative.
Very nice, Kevin. Beautiful way to end our show this week here. I want to thank Tom Coppola, Max Grundy, and everybody here at Golf Dojo. MyGolfDojo.com. If you want to book some time here, get membership information, or if you want to get a lesson.
It's a good time to do it.
With our PGA Pro star here, Jeff Mitis.
Where are we at next week?
Next week we're at Diamond Hawk Golf
the
Course.
Hawk!
In Cheektowaga. Looking forward to be there. Our entire March schedule is up. If you want to see where we're at, go by and say hello at some of these places here. Diamond Hawk next week, though, 7 to 8.
Bring donuts.
For Jeff Blank, Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks to Evan DePasquale back in our Amber Studios. TD Green, we're back for another year, taking you all the way through Labor Day every Saturday morning, 7 to 8, right here on WGR.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience that you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences, all while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. There are so many ways to enjoy being a member with their incredible indoor-outdoor patio and their addition of their new simulators. For more information or a tour, call Roland at 716-433-5969, extension 103. One round at Lockport Town & Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town & Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
Pita Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with six convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction.
From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.